We have a couple of goals this year. Obviously, we're moving federal agencies into limited production. As you heard earlier, the Social Security Administration is moving into limited production with MedVirginia, who is one of the other members of the cooperative. They will be increasing the number of entities that they're doing business with. We have several other federal agencies who are planning to move into limited production this year. So we have a set of activities around the idea of limited production. We also have a number of development goals with respect to the Connect project itself. And so we are continuing to flesh out that enterprise services component layer, adding additional enterprise class implementations of things like clinical decision support, documentation, those kinds of things. And then we'll flesh out the functionality in the universal client as well. And then, as you said, our goal is to add additional agencies this year as well. So our target is to bring on 8 additional federal agencies for 2009.
You mentioned some other limited production. Social Security is the one we talked about. Are there any others you can mention, or are they still too early in the process?
It's still a little too early. They are still working through the process of getting commitment from their leadership and working out actually the details of who they would be partnering with. Based on the discussions we've had so far, I would suspect that we'll see at least 5 other agencies between July and December bring something into limited production. It'll be somewhere around an additional 5.
David, you mentioned the Connect NIN project. Talk a little bit about what is that project, how does it work, what's the goals of it?
The Connect project is actually a consortium of federal agencies that touch healthcare information. And the objective of Connect was for the federal agencies to come together, pool resources and personnel, money, to be able to create a solution to respond to this emerging nationwide health information network, or the NIN or NHIN concept. And so the federal partners basically formed a consortium. They are participating in the NIN trial implementations last year and part of limited productions this year. And the Connect is really an initiative, but it's also a software solution, and it represents the technology solution for connecting federal agencies to this emerging nationwide health information network.
Now, there's 3 components to it. What are those 3 components, and what are some of the services they're going to provide?
The 3 components of the Connect solution itself are the what we call the NIN gateway, which is actually the component in the solution that implements the services that have been defined by the NIN Trial Implementations Cooperative. And so those services include things like subject discovery, which allows me to ask an organization, do you know this patient? And if you do, how can I ask for records from you about that patient? The ability to query for documents and retrieve documents on that patient, an audit capability that allows us to be HIPAA compliant and gives the HIPAA accounting log kind of data, who asked for my record, when, and for what purpose for use. There are also additional services that are general kind of framework things, the messaging platform. There are 3 characteristics of the NIN as we defined it this last year. We're using SOAP messages, so everything's a web services-based call. We're using a PKI infrastructure to provide some of the security trust fabric. And we're using HL7 version 3.0 as kind of the lingua franca for messages that go between organizations from gateway to gateway in terms of the NIN itself. The second component in the NIN solution is what we call the enterprise services component. This layer in the solution actually addresses 2 problems. One is how do we connect existing edge systems to the NIN itself? So if I have an EHR, how do I create an adapter? And there's an SDK, a software development kit, that allows you to create adapters to plug in existing systems. And then it also provides a framework for additional development if you want to develop new solutions on that. So it's part of what we call the platform for innovation. And then the third component is a universal client component, which if you're creating new applications, it gives you a client framework within which to work to connect to those services in the enterprise services component layer.
Security and privacy obviously is a big deal. Can you discuss maybe a little bit about how the Obama administration or even the Office of Management and Budget may address it?
Well, with respect to the current administration or the OMB, obviously I don't have the crystal ball to understand all of the things that are going inside those organizations. But from the federal agency perspective, the agencies have to abide by FISMA. The private sector, the floor is HIPAA. There are differences in those 2 frameworks. There are some nebulous areas where the agencies need clarification and guidance with respect to health information exchanges. So our Federal Security Strategy Work Group, which brings together all those federal agencies right now, is trying to articulate what it is that they need clarification on so that we can submit that to the leadership, and then they will give us the appropriate guidance as they see fit with respect to health information exchange.